Okay, again, just want to welcome everybody to 2018 Ford Championship Weekend and the Ford EcoBoost 400 Championship Race. We're delighted today to be joined by Hunter Hayes, who will be performing our pre-race concert today. Hunter, welcome to Homestead Miami Speedway.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, good to have you here. I come to find out this is actually not his first race. He did perform in Charlotte a couple of years ago. However, the race, I guess, did get rained out?
It was completely rained out, yes. And it was in between two, a total disappointment for me because I've always wanted to see a race in person. And that would have been my first. But we had one day available in between two tour dates or two travel dates, and it got rained out, and we couldn't stay. But my parents got to stay and experience it, so that's, I guess that makes up for it.
So now that this is your first race, so what are you expecting from today, the championship
race? Weather's a lot better. I don't know. I've never experienced. I got to do a ride along right before that, or I guess a passenger ride along in a car. It's so much more intense in person than it is from a distance, and I'm just excited to actually experience it as fans do in present, like just experiencing all the sensory overload of it. I'm a big car nerd, so this is kind of. Yeah, this is a really sweet world for me to be in for a day, and probably one of my favorite venues I think we've ever had, literally standing on the track. So,
and it's not your first championship event performing at. You did sing the national anthem at the 2016 World Series.
I did, yeah.
Indians Cubs?
Yes, I did. That's really nerve-wracking. This is a lot easier playing my own music that I'm used to playing. That was a real treat. It's always an honor to sing the national anthem, but nonetheless, something that you take more seriously than we do our shows. And I mean, we like to goof off. I mean, we do this because we love it, not because necessarily it's just a gig. It's our life. And so getting up and jamming for 30 minutes is a bit more relaxing, and especially on a day like today, it's just perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, right now we'll open it up for a few questions for Hunter. Go right back there to Greg.
Hello, Hunter. Greg Engel, Auto Week. Are you a car guy? Do you have cars? I mean, what's your connection to kind of stock car racing and the whole automotive kind of world?
I'm not as closely connected here as I wish I could tell you that I am. I have a feeling after today that might change. That's how it is for me. And it's the same way with music. It's experiencing it in person just totally beats being introduced to a record. So that's, I think, what excites me the most about being here, really appreciating all of the behind the scenes, all that goes into this. I am a bit of a car guy. I couldn't take one apart and put it back together, but I'm obsessed with cars. I love the freedom of driving. I'll take a 10-hour road trip over a 2-hour flight any day. It's a way for me to kind of disconnect and... I don't know. It's always adventurous. Driving is adventure, and that's what touring is for me, and that's what being on stage is for me. You know, you can plot out a trip as best you can, but it's experiencing the trip that really makes it. So, at home, I've got a Mini Cooper S. That's kind of my baby. I don't let myself spend money on cars yet. So that's kind of like, that was my splurge, was a 2013 Mini S. And it was a standard, and it was my first standard, and I was embarrassed that I couldn't drive a stick until this year. So I finally got it. I'm still not great at it, but I'm proud. I'm proud that I've made that much effort. So, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Speaking of music, what can we expect from you upcoming music-wise?
Well, I'm excited that this is pretty much, we have one other smaller private event that we're doing this year, but for the most part, this kind of wraps up our touring season this year, which is really exciting for me because now we go into planning for next year, and next year is a very busy year. It'll be one of the busiest ones we've had in a while. A lot of new music. We started putting out a new album this year, and we're kind of putting it out one song at a time so that I have a chance to kind of explain each song on the album because some of them will need some explaining. But a lot of new music next year, a lot of traveling, which I'm really excited about, a lot of traveling even outside the U.S., which we haven't done as a tour group in a while. So it's going to be a busy next year, which I live for being on the road. That's my happy place is on stage and on tour. So it's time to get back to it.
go over here to
new music.
Go over here, Mark Long.
Mark Long with AP. Favorite driver? Have you experienced a lot of these guys? And what about a pick for today's race?
I don't know that I can help you there necessarily. Number one, I don't want to get thrown out anywhere. But number two, I don't feel educated enough. A guess right now would be just a shot in the dark. So, but again, that's kind of why I'm so excited to be here in person, experiencing it up close and personal. I mean, and this is the sweetest way to get introduced. I mean, we're right here, right? Our dressing room is literally in the garage. So I feel very spoiled today that this is my first time, and this is going to change, I feel like, everything. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm most excited about is learning. I'm excited for someone to sort of educate me even more and walk me through some of these processes, which, you know, I think I know because I've watched it on TV a ton, but I have no idea, you know. I don't know the half of it, so I'm really excited.
Go right over here to Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. You've written quite an eclectic mix of songs. Who would you say are your primary influences as a songwriter?
Man, it's all over the map. I know that by giving you probably two or three names would probably narrow down my style, and it would probably make your life a little bit easier, but I don't know that I can necessarily. I'm just a study. I'm a constant study. I mean, this year has been everything from Brothers Osborne, that Casey Musgraves record that I'm obsessed with, to the new John Bellion record, to the 21 Pilots album that I've had on repeat for the past like month. I kind of just absorb as much as I can. I grew up in Louisiana, so, you know, Cajun music, folk-based music has always had my heart, and I'm just always looking for ways to incorporate that in some sort of modern space. Obviously, music is always changing. Instruments don't look like instruments anymore. They're laptops, and so, you know, kind of learning, taking things from all those influences, but also translating them into my own language, where I'm not, you know, necessarily trying to emulate anybody, but I enjoyed that study and that challenge, because it is really tough to take somebody's style and not copy it, but instead internalize it and live with it. And it takes infinitely longer, but it's so much worth. It's so much more of a payoff when you really do discover your own stuff. So, the answer to your question, I hope I've kind of gotten close, but it's kind of all over the map. I grew up listening to Cajun country music, but I take in as much as I possibly can. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Any more questions? Okay. I think we're good. Hunter, thank you.
Awesome.
And look forward to a great show this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having us. Appreciate it. Cheers.